101.3 WIBD, AM 1470. It is coming up on 720, 70 degrees and rain around West Bend, and we have guests in the studio for a community conversation this morning. Steve Donaldson, who is the co-lead for the Relay for Life for West Bend, is in the studio with us, along with Lori Bertrand, who is the executive director of the American Cancer Society for Wisconsin. Good morning. Welcome. Good
morning, Rick.
Good morning.
Thank you. I'm going to have you just pull that a little closer to you, if you would, there, Steve.
Yeah, but then they can hear me.
There we go. So big event coming up on Saturday. Let's talk about it.
Well, this year, in partnership with Kohl's, the Relay for Life of West Bend will be celebrating our 25th anniversary.
Wow. An impressive accomplishment.
Yes, it is. In 24 years previous, we've been blessed to raise $4.3 million for cancer research and American Cancer Society programs.
Wow. All right. And this year's event is coming up on Saturday at Regner Park.
That's correct.
And you talk about what's going on as part of the event?
Well, it'll start at 8 a.m. with a car show, which will run until 3 p.m. It'll be held on the soccer fields off of Park Avenue. And the event itself starts at noon with opening ceremonies and will run through the day until 10 p.m. closing ceremonies. We have many different things going on during the day, ceremonies, entertainment, a DJ, silent auction. We have a very large silent auction that we run every year. Food sponsored by Jimmy's in Jackson, who donates all the proceeds back to Relay for Life. And new this year will be a beer garden from 1 until 7 p.m.
All right.
We're doing that in cooperation with the Washington County Youth Hockey Association.
Oh, okay. All right. So plenty of things for people to do, and they can stop by kind of as long as they want to, kind of thing, right?
Absolutely, yep.
And go and take part in things that are going on. And so, Lori, let's talk about how important events like a Relay for Life are to the American Cancer Society.
Events like the Relay for Life are incredibly important. Obviously, it raises critical funds for our mission, so we're able to fund important research, fund patient programs and services, as well as education on early detection and prevention. But it's also, you know, it's not just about the dollars. I think this is, you know, Relay for Life is a beacon of hope for a lot of people in the community. It's an opportunity to bring people together, celebrate a loved one touched by cancer, and then have an opportunity to remember those that maybe we lost and just be a voice in the community and be supportive, like create a camaraderie in the community around something that isn't always a very pleasant thing. But West Bend does an amazing job at keeping it fun, keeping it light, and really making sure that day is a celebration.
All right. And again, if people want to get involved, who may not be involved already, what can they do? What should they do? How can they do it?
Well, the easiest way is to stop by the Relay for Life. See what it's all about. That's what I encourage people to do who say, well, what is it all about? And I don't know if I want to get involved. And I just tell them, stop by, take in a ceremony or two, enjoy the day, and just watch. And chances are that, you know, they'll be sold on the mission.
You've been involved for a while.
15 years I have on the leadership team for 11.
Okay. And what made you get involved?
My mother passed from lymphoma. My grandfather died of lung cancer. And my daughter is a cancer survivor, skin cancer survivor, and her husband is a stage 4 lung cancer survivor.
Hmm. So you've got some personal connection.
Absolutely.
And I think that's kind of what people will find, too, as they go to the event on Saturday, right? That so many people have that personal connection.
Yes, absolutely. I think everybody has been touched by cancer in some way, shape, or form, whether it's a family, a friend, a neighbor, coworker, you know, everybody's has a story. And no matter how you might feel your story's large or small, coming out to this event when you see others that are going through the journey or have kind of came out that other side of the journey and now are there celebrating, it really just kind of warms your heart and feels really good.
Well, let's talk about what actually happens during the relay itself. How does that work for people who don't know?
Well, we normally begin with, in our opening ceremonies, the first lap is taken by, after the opening ceremonies, our first lap is taken by all the survivors in honor of their battle. And we celebrate them. That's why we're there. Second lap, the caregivers and family join in. And the third lap, we ask everyone to join. You can walk as many laps or as few as laps as you wish, or you can just sit and watch. It's just all about celebrating our survivors.
All right. Well, let's give them time and location one more time.
Regner Park. Car show starts at 8. Opening ceremonies for Relay for Life are at noon.
All right. And what else should people know?
I think that just like Steve said, come on out. There are so many great activities happening. You know, we've got the kids' activities. We have a Kohl's Healthy Families tent, an amazing silent auction, the car show. It's just, I feel like you'll find something for everyone in your family, and you might want to stay for an hour, and I promise you'll stay a bit longer because it is inspiring and motivating.
And totally open to the public. It's not a closed event at all.
Okay, and no admission fee, but there are charges obviously for the beer garden and things like that. But that's because you're raising money.
That's correct.
Yep. So,
all right, makes sense to me. All right, and again, that is Saturday at Regner Park, and want to wish you another successful day. And let's hope the weather cooperates too, shall we?
Thank you, Rick.
Thank you.
Cross fingers, and we'll go from there. Community conversation this morning with Steve Donaldson, who is the co-lead for Relay for Life for West Bend, and Lori Bertrand, who is the executive director for the American Cancer Society in Wisconsin. Again, thank you both for joining us this morning, and also our silent partner over in the corner. Thanks for coming in. 101.3 WIBD AM 1470.